you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 85, verse 6. Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Ho, ho! Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. All listening friends, I'm entitling today's program Updates, Events, Listener Mail, Prayers, and More. So much to convey, talk about, share, and keep you updated with. I'm going to have to talk like Evangelist Dave Kistler, who continues his revival tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at Bible Baptist. Wow, can he fit a lot of words into a variety of comments and storytelling. It's been a great revival. I've attended Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday, and then tonight and Wednesday. Bible Baptist in Champaign. Don't miss out. 7 p.m. Okay, so many things to update you on, and I'm going to try to fit in a couple songs. Revive Us, O Lord, by Steve Camp. That'll fit with some of my remarks. And closing out with Prayer for the Future by Haven Quartet, because I'll be sharing a couple prayer gatherings that I want you a part of. But by way of update, many have asked, what's going on with Decatur with our 100.1 FM frequency? We're still looking for tower options or on top of a building. So many doors have either closed or we can't get them open or the replies aren't coming. And so Dave Fitch and I have spent countless hours trying to move forward to get 100.1 FM Decatur back on the air. But at this point, we don't have a tower location or a specific building that has given us the go-ahead to move forward. Now, those of you in and around Clinton, Illinois, longing for 97.1 FM to be back on the air, the replacement air conditioning for this transmitter site has been ordered, and we're waiting on that delivery, as we can't turn the transmitter back on with this high temperature and have it run effectively. It'll burn out. So we're hoping in the next 7 to 10 days to have that all installed, fixed, and working again. So be praying up our 19 frequencies that the Lord can keep them all broadcasting that good news message of Jesus 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. But when you have 19 different systems, there always seems to be something going on somewhere. And so right now our prayers are going towards Decatur 100.1 FM and Clinton 97.1 FM. Well, yesterday I sent out a number of emails. One went to all the faithful pastors and ministry leaders that attend our monthly luncheon. There's about 200 ministry leaders and pastors on my email list, and we typically have about 50 pastors and ministry leaders that turn out for the luncheons each month. Well, I wanted to alert them, along with a similar email that went out to about 140 of our faithful prayer warriors that at one time have attended our prayer gatherings that are held each month. And so they got a similar email along with our staff, my board, some of the super volunteers that help in a number of ways with this ministry. And so I'll highlight that for you so you can be made more aware of some of the things that are going to be happening. You can pray about them and attend because there are some that you can be a part of. And you're needed. You'll be encouraged and blessed and fortified in your faith journey. But let me play a favorite song, Revive Us, O Lord, by Steve Camp, when WGNN 102.5 FM first went on the air around 28 years ago with our first historic hour of broadcast. This was one of the songs we played, and it'll fit well with some of the announcements I'll make after this song. So here is Steve Camp, Revive Us, O Lord.
Bear. gentle voice of heaven, we cease to hear and know. The fact that he has risen no longer stirs our soul. Revive us, O Lord. Revive us, O Lord. And cleanse us from our impurities and make us holy. Hear our cry and revive us, O Lord. Though we've been unfaithful, been disowned. The Spirit that raised Christ from the dead compels us to his throne. Revive us, O Lord. Revive.
Yes and amen, Lord. We want revival. May it begin with me. May it begin with the listener tuned in today. And as you revive and work in and through us, it'll influence our family, our workplace, those we work with, our community, our state, our country, and the world. Revive us, O Lord. Well, speaking of revival, I'm going to read a bit of that email I talked about on the front end of the program that went out to pastors, ministry leaders, staff, my board, super volunteers, and many that have gathered for our prayer gatherings. But here's how I addressed it to the ministry leaders and pastors. I have some exciting news and updates for you. Help us get the word out and please join us. And then I listed six items. 1. Audience of One, a call to worship, will be happening Sunday, September 29th, 6 p.m. at the Virginia Theater, Champaign. 76 days away. Plan to attend. This will be a team effort to bring followers of Jesus together for a special evening of praise and worship. And I'll digress quickly here. There'll be a lot more to say about this in the coming days, but we're excited how God's bringing together a special worship team, maybe a community choir, a special speaker, and we'll gather to praise and worship God on Sunday night, September 29th. 2. Prayer for our communities. An audience of one starts up again twice a month, August 1st, August 15th, September 5th, September 19th, 7 p.m. at the Salvation Army Red Shield Center. We represent many local churches and pray for God to have His way in our communities. If you can't come, send someone from your church. And this was addressed to the pastors and ministry leaders. So if you have a heart for prayer, come join us August 1st. It's a Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Salvation Army Red Shield Center. You can always call the station if you need more information. Okay, number 3, and this is an exciting event. On Friday night, August 31st, Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations will be hosting a special, sustainable all-night prayer gathering at our Springfield studio building from midnight to 6 a.m. I digress again here. Yes, you heard me right, from midnight to 6 a.m. More to say in the coming days, but we'll follow a special template to honor God and take back the night. And then I said note booklet below because I had a graphic of the booklet that has been put together by Tom and Kathy Greiner, and I'll interview them in the coming days to talk about this booklet and what's involved praying from midnight to 6 a.m. And there's been at least three different gatherings in Springfield at different churches or locations that have already done this. And I was asked by Ann Hogan, could we host it at our WLUJ studio building? And of course, I said, that's a no-brainer, yes. So that'll be happening on Friday night, August 31st. Stay tuned for more information. But I hope we'll gather a bunch of us to pray. And something goes on each hour, so there's a focused emphasis and a method and means to honor God and petition Him on behalf of our community and other specific prayers. Number 4. I just finished Mike Crosta's book, At His Side, Divine Wisdom and the Church in Partnership with God. I also included a book cover graphic in this email. Then I go on to say, I strongly and wholeheartedly recommend this book. Wow, God, you'll be blessed by reading it. And then I gave a link so that it could be purchased online through Amazon. I'll be having Mike Crosta in the studio. This is a phenomenal book. I learned so much, and I'm now starting to reread it. But I can't wait to have him on the air to talk about it. Point 5, Mike Crosta has given me permission to share Appendix A from his book. I strongly encourage you to read it. Oh, listening friends, I'm going to do a program just on Appendix A, maybe one on Appendix B and C, and then another program on his book. But if you would like to have Appendix A, he's given me permission to send it out, and I'm calling it Required Reading to Join Us for Prayer, because it lays out some fantastic and God-honoring principles of how to enter into a time of prayer. And I want all those that show up on August 31st or make it to our community prayer gathering August 1st, 15th, September 5th, and 19th to read this, because I think it'll enhance our time of prayer. And then finally, number 6, our next ministry leader luncheon is Thursday, August 1st, only 17 days away. Put it on your calendar and be sure to join us. And that's our monthly ministry leader luncheon that I help host at the Salvation Army Red Shield Center in Champaign. It's always the first Thursday of every month from 11:45 to 1:15 p.m. sharp. We close in prayer at like 1:13, so it's very timely, but I always have gifted speakers, a tasty lunch, and it's for pastors and ministry leaders that oversee ministries that are invited. And as mentioned earlier, we usually have around 50 in attendance. And so if you're a pastor or ministry leader, contact me and we can talk about having you be a part of our Thursday, August 1st gathering, which is now 16 days away. Oh, let me fit in one email that I got recently, actually a couple days ago, from a faithful listener who is traveling and is in France. And he writes, "Mark, I am listening to Great News Radio this morning in France, and the signal is loud and clear. It's really nice to see the name of the song and the singer, choir, who is singing. It's very helpful for the listener who is musically challenged but likes good music." And then he mentions his wife's name and himself and where they're at in France. And then he goes on to say, "Great job keeping us linked to our community back there in Illinois." And so, listener, if you're unfamiliar with our streaming audio, we have three different formats. And so if you're away from a radio, but you can access the computer or one of those streaming devices like Hey Google or Hey Siri, you can say something like, "Tune in or play WLUJ," or "Tune in and play Great News Radio." And so that's another option, no matter where you're at, around the world or locally. Now, we're hoping to have an updated program guide in the coming month or so look forward to receiving that. And as you know, we don't do share-a-thons and haven't had a fundraising banquet in years and don't send out appeals for financial support. We're 100% listener-supported by you, and the summer giving has put us a little bit behind. So if you'd like to encourage us and bless this ministry and support the great work that we're doing, lifting high the name of Jesus and helping everyone on their faith journey to grow closer to God and recognize His love for them, then write us today and I'll give you our Springfield location and our Fisher P.O. box, as your support would mean a lot and help us advance God's kingdom purposes. Write to us at WLUJ, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702, or Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Together we do better. All right, I'm going to close out with Prayer for the Future by Haven Quartet. As prayer is foundational, fundamental, the basics that we hold strongly to, as we have the privilege of talking with God, of interceding for others, and communicating in the special way with the God who loves us. Here's Prayer for the Future by Haven Quartet, and I hope it encourages you to talk to God today. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sometimes
circumstance.